Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you and God mine. Praise the Lord. And this is a time that even the blog and the prayer line are coming together just to give the Lord some tremendous praise. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the privilege of coming before you. And I thank you for all that you have done, all that you do, and all that you will do in the future. Oh, you're such an ultra awesome blessing. Forgive us for every sin. We dare not come to you without even saying that. Things that we don't know, even know we did, and things that we have done, and things that are omission that you told us to do that we haven't gotten done yet. Forgive us, we pray. Bless the people on this line. Give credence, Lord, for people to even believe you more. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that we don't see. We do have faith in you, Lord. We give you the glory and honor for all that you have done. Amen. We don't want any rocks to cry on us. We want to give you our praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just love you and we appreciate everything. Thank you, thank you. Oh, my God. Now bless these folks this morning. We surrender this line to you. Thank you, thank you. We marvel in your handiworks. We glory in thee. And even to the good, Lord, we fear thee. And yet we love thee and praise thee. Thank you. Thank you what you've done. This is a great day. It's already been proclaimed to be a great day. And we believe it in the name of Jesus. Now, bless the people in the city and bless them in the field. I pray that you send healing virtue to those who are sick, those who are low, bring them up. In the name of Jesus, don't leave us, Lord. We just need you at all times. You promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Thank you. Thank you for it. We just give you the praise this day, and our hands are up even right now just to worship you. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bless those who are incarcerated. Send protection to them, Lord. I even hear their cries. I can hear them. Oh, God, you hear them so much more. Help them. In the name of Jesus. Bless God. Bless, bless, bless. We give you the glory. Thank God. And all the praise. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Are you all awake this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Good morning to you then.
Good morning.
Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He is.
Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah. My. I want y'all to see how that makes him feel. Imagine that. You have been coming in the room all a person's life. You have been coming in the room to help them. And finally, after you've been coming in the room for years and years and years, they finally realize that you are in the room and they speak to you. And then I'd be smiling big. Let's try one more time. Good morning, Lord. We know you're here.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Thank you. Let's give him praise because he's in here. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise, and let me tell you the mindset of your chief many times I do this, it's not for you, many times, and sometimes it is, but many times I'm trying to help people who are listening to us and they don't have any church, and this is all they have, the church they have. So I try to get you all to open up and help those people in Africa, Asia, India, all those places who really need, and they listen to you and depend on you. And then sometimes, don't let the enemy allow you to hold your peace, because that would only be God. If you had, we have over 100 million listeners on here, and many of them are coming from what we call sometimes the dark countries, where they don't have the light of the gospel. And if you had all those people, if you could see them waiting out there just to see what you're going to say, and then you fold your arms and let the devil tell you, oh, just sit back and listen. You don't see these folks who've been waiting on you just to get a little church, and you're their only source of hope. Amen. You would open your mouth and try to teach them and try to help them. I want to go to the wisdom seminar this morning. In Psalms 51, I want to get a very familiar text. Let's go to Psalm 51 and 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. I want to speak to you just for a moment. I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar on these verses. Get it, whatever God would have you to say. But to somebody in those dark countries, let me tell you something. Don't let the enemy make you backslide. You may have messed up. But don't let the enemy make you turn away from God and say, I'm throwing my hands up and I'm quitting. No. No. Be not weary in your well-doing. For in due season, you're going to reap the blessing if you don't quit, if you faint not. Do like David did. David had messed up, but he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. I'm reading from Psalm 51 and 10. Psalms 51 and 10. And then 11 and 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take thy Holy Spirit from me. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And then it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I got a message called restore. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Yeah, the enemy wants to tell them that they need to throw in the towel. Amen. But one of the things that the saints need to do is just be honest with people and tell them that sometimes in my life I have messed up and I've had to go to God like David and say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Let me tell you something. The Lord, some of y'all got the testimony that you used to be on drugs. Some of y'all got the testimony that you have done everything under the sun. But you went to the Lord and said, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And then you said, Lord, restore me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, that joy I had when I first got saved, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Hold me up, God, amen, with your spirit, amen. And what happens when we as saints to all these folks who are thinking that when you get saved, you never make a mistake. That's not so. But you give them hope to not throw in the towel, that God will come through for you, and he will create in you a clean spirit and renew the right spirit within. Oh, my God. He won't cast you away from his presence and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Yeah, you just go to him and get right with the Lord and repent, and the Lord will restore unto you the joy of your salvation, of his salvation, and he will uphold you with his free spirit. Amen. I want to say to you who are in that village that I see right now, yeah, I see you. The enemy has tried his best to make you throw in the towel and throw your salvation away. But don't let him do it. Just go to God and ask him to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. I see the tears rolling down. I see them. I even see your country land. And I see that tent, you know, like a tent. I see you. Oh, my God. And I even see your eyes, the complexion of your skin. I see it. And, oh, yeah, I see you weeping. But God knows all about your situation. And he knows that you love him and that you want to live for him. Just go to him and ask him to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. I see your children around you. Yeah, they're looking at you. Oh, God, I'm not trying to be deep. I'm just telling you what the Lord is showing me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless this woman and her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, she wants to live for you, and she needs encouragement. She needs people to encourage her. God, lift her up and help her to stand in the name of Jesus, I pray. She's heard the gospel, and she wants to live by the gospel. Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Create in her a clean heart. Renew the right spirit. Help her children all around her, I pray. Oh, thank you. And I see in that village, in her tent, Lord, she doesn't have much food. I'm asking you to bless this woman with food. Let her be like the woman in Zarephath, believing in you, Lord, and believing in the prophet of God. And I'm asking you, Lord, to supply her meal barrel. Let it not be empty anymore. And give her a cruse of oil to mix it with. And whatever she needs for she and her family to survive, I pray that you let it be so. Bless that woman in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see your tears of joy now. Amen. He is doing that for you. Yeah, it's going to be all right. The blessings of the Lord are upon you. Amen. Great woman of God in Jesus' name. You have a good day, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you. I'm opening this up to you to say a word of encouragement to people all around the world. Give us a station identification, Ambassador Hagen, if Dr. Hagen, if you're there.
Amen. Hello. God bless you. Good morning. Oh, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. We do give honor, amen, to the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God for him. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. We do honor her. We thank God, amen, for Mother Adley Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for what he's doing, how he's healed her body. We give God praise. We thank God, amen, for all of the ambassadors. Thank God, amen, for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God, amen, for all the ambassadors-elect, each and every one of you in your respective places, to all of the corporate heads and leaders and organization leaders, and every one of you from whatever country you're logging in. We just give God praise. And we are here. We are excited about what the Lord is doing, and we're broadcasting live from ntaradio.com on Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And can you imagine more than 194 countries all over the world, and this broadcast is live, and we, glory be to God, are reaching millions for the cause of Christ. And we can be reached by calling the live studio, 347-934-0207. And we want to thank God again for our Chief International Ambassador, who's done an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And may God forever bless you, sir, and keep on doing what you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to go and open this wisdom seminar. Take a moment. It's such a privilege to preach to people all over the world. And some of y'all, I want maybe four or five of y'all, to take this opportunity to preach to the people who want God, who want to be delivered, who want the presence of the Lord in their house, in their home, in their tent. Take a moment to preach to them about creating me, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. You got to understand, people all over in those dark countries, with hoodoo and voodoo and every kind of do, trying to get to walk away from Jesus. Yeah. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. They want the Holy Spirit to be taken from those folks so they can get them into hoodoo and voodoo, all the Muslim theology. And yeah. Honey, say please, you must be new on the line. You would know how to press star 6 and stop all that movement. Oh, yeah, you just moved again. Press star 6. Don't let the devil use you like that as a distraction. You want to be a blessing to people. Then it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy peace. Amen. The line is open to you. Do we have anybody who can say a word here about creating me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me? Cast me not away from that. Thy Holy Spirit, restore unto me the joy. I want to be restored. Joy in my salvation. I want to be restored and uphold me with God's great spirit. All right, the line is open to you. Somebody say a word about that to help the folks. Amen. What a privilege. Amen. You still doing that? Amen. You're probably on your way to work or something. Push our 6 so we won't have to hear all that. All right, anybody can speak on that? Jump in there and speak on it, okay? Most thanks to God. Amen. I'm reading something y'all been hearing for years. Created me. It's in Psalm 51. And amen. Still, you by the phone and you got all the noise. Everybody press star 6 unless you're going to speak. See if that's true. Star 6. All right, thank you. Who wants to speak on that? Amen. Jump in there, thanks to God.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning.
Hello, Chief. Yes, this is Ambassador-elect Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York. I've been enjoying what you were saying. It brought tears to my eyes when I heard you praying, because as you were praying, I remember someone this week that I know that didn't have food for the family. And I was sitting at the computer, and the Lord just had me to get up and go to the incinerator, throw out some bottles, and I saw the lady's husband. And he said, do you have any bottles? And I said, yes, I have 2 bags full. And God said, they don't have food. And so I called his wife, and I shared some food items with them. And I love that, you know, that we can reach out and help somebody, because the Holy Spirit will let us know, you know, when someone is in need and when we need to reach out. And that should be our daily prayer, to ask God to create in us a right spirit. I pray daily, Lord, create in me a right spirit. Lord, I want to be right with you. I want to do what is right. I want to live right. I want to live holy, because this is the only way we're going to reach the unsaved people, that we have to live right and we have to do what is right. Because I don't want to be cast away from God's presence, because we need to be in his presence. We need his Holy Spirit so that we can know the wiles of the enemy and day by day know which way we need to be directed, because the Holy Spirit does direct us. And I just praise and thank God. I just give honor to God today. I've been up since about 3 o'clock, and I just been just talking to the Lord myself, because truly God is able to do all things. And I've been praying for those families in Oregon, and not only there but different places, because it seems that they act the motive, but the motive you may not know, but the solution is prayer. And that's one thing that the nation needs to come to the reality of, is that we need prayer. The nation needs to be have a create a right spirit within it, so that all of this killings and these things will stop.
I mean, you hit on something very, very important there. When God creates the right spirit, but see, most people have to come to the point where they want the right spirit created in them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they want to be renewed. We have to get them to that point where they want to be renewed. Because, see, God will do a renewal if they want it, but he's not going to force it on them, you know, right spirit with it. But when people in America and overseas and everywhere else get the attitude that they want God to create in them a clean heart and renew the right spirit, God is waiting and ready to do that. And see, many of the saints, we got to come to the point where we let even the sinners know that God has many times has to renew us and put back in us the right spirit. Because the enemy comes to sift us as wheat, and he comes to cast us away. And he wants the Lord not to move in us and to take his Holy Spirit from me. But David said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And then the enemy doesn't ever want us to be restored. I preached that message so one Sunday morning at Amazing Grace. The whole house was hollering, restore, restore, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And Lord, uphold me with thy. See, that's why when we get the Holy Ghost, we get it one time, but we can be restored and we can be renewed in the Holy Ghost. And with Paul said, I die daily. Amen. Every day I'm trying my best to get rid of all the things that I'm, all the small things, the small boxes, amen, that's fallen the vine. And I don't want the Lord to cast me away from his presence. Why do I want the little foxes destroyed? Because I don't want him to take his Holy Spirit from me. I want him to keep me restored. The joy of my salvation restored. And uphold me with his free spirit. Amen. I want somebody else. Come on. You can add a little golden nugget to that. Getting me a clean
Good
heart.
Morning. This is,
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Like Mother Davy. I thank and praise the Lord for this scripture, creating me a clean heart. This is a personal thing to me, asking God to create in me a clean heart, because when my heart is clean, I can help somebody else and get the right, renew the right spirit in me. And I think I'll be thinking about your right motive of what you do. Because sometimes people do good things, but their motive is for them to be seen and not for God to be seen. But I want the right spirit in me. And God is able to do just that. When we come to him with our whole heart and give it to him, God is able to renew us and make us all over. Like you said, one Holy Ghost, but many feelings. God can fill us all over again, and we'll be a new, like a new creature in Christ. And I thank and praise the Lord for this scripture. I want the Lord to take his spirit from me. I want to live right so that God will be pleased with my life. Most of all, I want to stay in the perfect will of God, and God is able to keep us by the day. Look into him. Thank God for this scripture. Thank God for you, Dr. God. Thank God for the prayer line.
And see, that's the attitude of saint of God. Lord, I want you to give me the right spirit. See, you get the right spirit, you'll stop robbing banks. You'll stop wanting to steal from your mother's pocketbook. You'll stop stealing from your grandma. I don't care how strong those drugs are. God is able to create in you the right spirit. Clean heart he'll place in you. You get a clean heart, you'll stop wanting to fight folk. You know, you get a clean heart, you'll stop wanting to destroy people. Stop being jealous. You get a clean heart, you'll stop that crab mentality, seeing folk going up and you reaching up to try to pull them back down. That's of the devil. Amen. You need a clean heart. Ask God to clean you up. Make you stop gossiping every day about you. You don't know nothing about it, and you're trying to talk about it like you're authority and just lying on folk. Get a clean heart, you'll stop that gossiping. Get a clean heart, you'll stop being late for church every Sunday. Every Sunday. I can understand some emergency. But Jesus, every Sunday. And it seems like you get later and later. Get a clean heart to make you want to be there on time. Because you want to promote God's presence and God's teachings in that sense. You won't want the Lord to pass you away from his presence. You'll want to thank him 1,000 times so you can get in his presence even more. That's what that does for you. And you won't want him to take the Holy Spirit from you, because the Holy Spirit is what really helps to keep you, helps you walk right and talk right and do right and be right. Oh, my God. You will be saying, restore me, Lord. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. I remember when I first got saved, and that joy of my salvation was so, so fervent. And, oh, my God, I couldn't stop shouting. I couldn't stop glorifying God. Take me back, Lord. Take me back. That's what Andre Crouch said. Take me back. Where I first received you, I want the joy of my salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. The devil wants to suppress me, wants me to go into depression, wants stress everywhere on me. But God, oh my God, uphold me, God. Hold me up. Take me to another level higher than I, in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all. Amen. Created me a clean heart. The Lord will do that. Amen. Anybody else want to talk on that?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Jesus. I acknowledge you. Amen. I humble myself before the Lord by the hands of God. This is Ambassador Stern. Amen. I praise the Lord for the 51st song. I wanted it so bad in my spirit, I learned the whole chapter, and I've been learned it a long time ago, every bit about 7 years ago. I repeat it every day, all day, through my spirit. Amen. Each one of those verses I dissected and, amen, and tear it apart, amen, that it'll be in my spirit. I feel like David, amen, that I want the Lord to create in me a clean heart, amen. And the only way you could do it is get in that word and meditate on it. Cry out to God every morning on the 51st song, the 91st song. Just good scriptures, good ones to get your body together, get your mind together, because you come against people, you come against hear things and can't abort it because we live in this world, but we can get before God as David did. Amen. It's like a deer panteth after the water brook. So my soul panteth after you, O God. And I just ask the Lord every morning, that's a part of my meditation, and all during the day, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Scriptures that is a part of my, of all the word is, but things that hit me like a dagger to my heart that is going to keep me before God. Not only do I read it, but I meditate on it, and I learned it. I just learned the seventh song this past I've challenged myself in the Word of God, not only just to get in it, but if I get it in my heart, if I get it in my heart, it'll ring in your spirit during the day when you have people coming to you telling you stuff that you don't supposed to be listening to and everything. Those scriptures will ring in your heart and ring in your spirit. Amen. It's just like, you know, the Holy Spirit is talking to you right one-on-one. So I thank God for the 51st song because I had to learn it. I had to learn it. And you know, Chief, when you're a leader and out there, there's always someone want to tell you something and everything. And you have to keep your guard and guard up and everything. You can't just walk around thinking that you're forgiven without asking the Lord to forgive you, without asking him to give you a clean heart, without asking him to renew a right spirit within you, without asking him to cast me not away from that presence. Oh, my God, you don't ever want to be from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Not asking the Lord not to take your Holy Spirit from me. Out of all the things, God, don't take it from me. It's a treasure for the Holy Spirit to live in you. That's a treasure. And you surely don't want the Lord to take his Holy Spirit from you. And then you have to ask the Lord, restore, oh my God, unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh my God, every day I repent and ask the Lord. You know, when you fall in love with the Lord and you've got to be sure and very sure, amen, that you're saved, amen, praise the Lord. I could just go on and on, amen, with the 51st song, but I want to make it known and put it on record, amen, that I love the 51st song because whatever besides you and whatever is going on, whatever kind of junk is in the trunk, you could get clean and delivered out of the 51st song. And don't let the enemy fool you now. Saints of God are one of the most tail-bearing set of people that should not be, but it's in the church. Amen. The songwriter says it shouldn't be in the church. It shouldn't be in the church, but then it get down in your spirit. And that's why I guard my spirit. And I thank God this morning. Amen. That stirred me up there. Amen. Because I just came out of that. Amen. The 51st song. And then I'd go right back into it all day long. If you ever want to make sure that you're clean, amen, and that you're where you ought to be in God, and trying to go farther in the Lord, just dwell in the 51st song. Dwell in that. David was not afraid to call out to the Lord. And we should not be afraid either. Yes, our humanly body will make some mistakes, but we as a body of Christ, God can make some adjustments in our life if we ask him. If you know that you're around somebody that's always talking, my God, get away. Amen. Restore unto me. Praise the Lord. It's no problem. Amen. I love you. Amen. But I got to move on. I thank God for this chief ambassador, because what's in you going to come out of you. Amen. And that's down up in me. Amen. That's down up in me. The 51st song. I don't even have to worry about it. When you repeat something repetitiously, you know how it is when you go to school, when you're trying to get that degree and everything. You got to know that stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the same way in the Lord, in the 51st song. You got to educate yourself. Amen. Anything that you want, you'll go after it. And I wanted to learn that, and I went after it with my whole heart, that it'll be down in my spirit, that it will correct me during the day, amen, all during the night when I need to get in the Lord and get before his presence. That's a weeping scripture there that will cleanse you, and it will remind you of the godly things of God. My God, my God, I thank God. I'm going to leave it alone because I even feel a praise and a cleansing on this. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God. And whoever is listening that cannot get on the line, but you hear the voice the Lord through the first fruit prayer line. Amen. You got the word, just get in there. You know, the song said, they got the word. Well, get the word down up in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have time to be playing around with souls, and your own life is not clean before the Lord. Amen. When you're praying for people and ministering to people, you got to be where the 51st song would have you. Amen. The created me a clean heart. In other words, if I'm not there, God do it for me. Don't be afraid to cry out to God, for your redemption draw nigher than what you than yesterday. Don't be afraid to ask the Lord to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll purge you, amen, with hyssop. Amen. He's not afraid. That's what God does. Amen. Everybody know what kind of detergent they like to use. They know what detergent will make their clothes clean, and they satisfied with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just can't use generic detergent or anything. I got to have what I like to have for my clothes. Well, that's what it is in the Word of God. God cleanses us, and you cannot use a substitute. It won't do the work. You're going to find spots if you use a substitute. You're going to see dinges on you if you use a substitute. But if you get in the Word of God, my God, get in that 51st song. Lay before God. Hallelujah. It's a meditation prayer scripture. It's for you. It's for us individually. Amen. Praise the Lord. David talking about himself, and I'm talking about myself. God down in the 51st song. God bless you, Chief. God bless you. God bless you. But if you know something, amen. Bob Bird say you ought to share it with someone else. Amen. And I'm glad that you brought that one up. Amen. Down in me. Before I met you, I was in the 51st song. And when I meet somebody else, I'll be in the 51st song, because it's for me to get it in me and then to share it with others. God bless you this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Every time I talk about it, I feel another cleansing in my spirit. God bless you is my prayer. I turn it over to you, Chief.
God bless you and wonderful. That's supposed to be. Appreciate it so very, very much. God bless you. A couple of praise reports. Let me tell you some of the rules of the prayer line. You don't cough in the phone. It's, you might say, multiplied several times over across the line. So thank you. If you have to clean your sinuses, there's a way to do it. Press *6 and mute yourself. And you can cough as loud as you want to cough. And then unmute yourself when you're ready to come back. God bless you. I want to get maybe a couple of praise reports. I know God is doing something all the time. Amen. Whatever he's doing, I want to hear about what he's done.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank and praise God for answered prayer. I thank the Lord for how he blessed my niece. My niece would had 3 strokes. The doctor told her to be no for sure. She had 3. We had noticed that she was different, and then when her daughter took her to the hospital, they discovered she had had 3 strokes. But God blessed, and she wasn't able to do anything. But yesterday we got the report that she was able to feed herself, and I thank and praise the Lord for that, and I thank and praise the Lord for how God blessed our bishop, Bishop Cody Vernon Marshall. He was in a rehab for a while. He had trouble with his back and with his legs. But God blessed him. He came home one day this week, and I thank and praise God for answered prayer. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. And that Bishop Marshall knows that we will be praying for him on the prayer line here. Okay. Father, I pray for Bishop Cody Marshall, wonderful man of God. Please raise him up, God, again. And give him the strength that he needs to carry on, such as soldier of the cross. Bless his family. Bless him, Lord. And heal his body. In the name of Jesus, I ask you. And for the glory of God, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. and all the saints of heaven.
You know, I believe that's the spirit of rebellion. And the Bible says that the spirit of rebellion, you threw a coffin on the line like that. I just told you. That makes me know that you have a spirit of rebellion. And the Bible says the spirit of rebellion is like witchcraft. Are you into witchcraft? If you're not, then obey. Press star 6 and mute your phone. Don't make me. Don't just let me be nice. But y'all heard me say that. And, it's not just about you. There are people who want to hear. And if you let the devil use you to distract folk, I perceive that that's the spirit of witchcraft, that you don't want God's people to hear what's been going on.
Please forgive me.
In the name of Jesus.
I thought I had muted, but I had unmuted. Please forgive me, everybody on the line.
Thank you so much. All right. Go ahead, Ambassador.
Glory to God, Chief Ambassador. God bless you, everyone that's on the line. I just want to share a brief testimony because I was not able to get in on the wisdom seminar, so my testimony is going to relate to that. As you were sharing that scripture, and I was listening to Ambassador Stern and the other woman of God, tears just begin to roll down my eyes. I'm on the highway going to work, but I begin to think how, God, I thank you, how you've restored my joy. And I thank God for joy this morning. I thank God for a new heart this morning, because you have to know that your heart wasn't right to know that it is right. And my testimony is that I'm so thankful, because just last week I hired someone in a position where I work, and this woman previously worked there, and she really had a lot of chaos and havoc in the program. And so the Lord, and she's ill, and this is not the other individual that we prayed for that had cancer. This is another individual, my Lord. And I understand why God placed me where he has placed me. I didn't understand it. But what I'm looking at this morning, when I said, Lord, restore the joy of my salvation. Oh, God created me a clean heart. Because if he didn't, I wouldn't have been able to hire her back. The Lord spoke to me and said, I'm giving her another chance to get it right with me, and I want you to pray with her. But if my heart wasn't right, hallelujah, and if I didn't have the joy in my heart because she had so many people fired over nothing, it took God. So I said, Lord, I thank you, as you all were sharing this morning. I said, thank you, Lord, because you can carry stuff, and you don't realize that the stuff is there, my Lord. And it'll hinder you from hearing God. And if I would have kept that stuff in my heart, because the people that I worked with so dear to me, I wouldn't have hired her. But God said, hire her in spite of her flaws and her inadequacy. She's sick in her spirit, and I'm bringing her back home, and she's coming home through you, and you have to hire her because her heart needs to be right. She needs to come back to get it right. And I said, yes, Lord, and I had some people that didn't like it, but Chief, after I heard that wisdom seminar, and I'm just so thankful this morning. My testimony is for I thank God for a right heart and a renewed spirit, because if you allow us to get in there, you will never experience that revelation of knowing who he is and being in the place he so desired you to be. And I'm thankful. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I say thank you, God, this morning. Hallelujah. I just want to thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because your mind will get renewed. Everything I touch, I want it to be blessed. And God bless you. And I'm not crying because of pain. I'm crying because of joy. It's a joy to know that you are in the will of God. Hallelujah.
blessing. What a blessing. Wow, wow. You blessed a lot of people, as well as Ambassador Stern, all of you.